Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cock to lock, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. You know, I was getting ready for the broadcast, and Mrs. Finelli answered the phone, and I was tied up. And two instructors called, Bruce Kay, and he and I did a project together, separately and together. We bought some batteries from China, or some nickel iron cells from China. And we made separate choices on the charge controllers and the inverters. And we've been comparing notes and, you know, frustrations over the years. And maybe we can get Bruce back on the air with us and talk about solar systems and how to design them and what to consider and what not to do. Now, Bruce is a really good guy. And then Craig Douglas called. Craig Douglas is the radiation detection guy. If you've been to a gun show or a preparedness convention and you've seen a guy in a bright yellow shirt, kind of like a civil defense color yellow shirt, yellow and black, and the civil defense signs from the 1950s and 60s, and the radiation survey meters, the kind that you hold in your hand with a handle, and you listen for the click, 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 click of radiation. He, at one time, owned the largest supply of those in the country, or one of the largest, for sure. And so I met him before he became an instructor. I met him at a convention, and I bought a couple of his units years ago, and still have them. So maybe we can get him on the air as well. He left a message with Mrs. Finelli. She likes him, too. And they chatted for a couple minutes. And he was telling her about the food industry and what's happening, the latest trends, because he's up to the minute in what's happening in long-term storage food. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Thank you, Jason. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You really, really well.
Talk about. Do you?
What was that?
I say you have no idea what I'm going to talk about, do you?
I have an idea. I think you're going to be talking about Meghan Markle and how she wants to trademark the name Archetype. Who does she think she is? Literally, she wants to prevent
really?
The rest of us from using. Yes, she does.
Oh no, that's I haven't heard about any of that because I haven't had any cell phone credits because a week or two ago I bought a pair of boots from the thrift shop, and this set of boots cost $50, and I thought I had enough for my cell phone credits, but something happened, and then I didn't end up having enough for my cell phone credit. But I had a pair of boots, and I thought that they were good boots, but I was looking at them today, and they were beginning to fall apart.
Oh,
how's
no.
that? It's just absolutely heartbreaking, you know?
Yeah.
And these boots were not made in China. They were made in Portugal. And they're Colorado leather-soled boots. Leather-soled. And I saw the leather-soled, and I saw that they were Colorado. Colorados were a good boot brand, right? They were. Yeah. They're wiped off the list now. The soles are only glued onto the upper. They look as if I sent a photo of the boots to you while I still had internet credit. And they look like a good pair of boots, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they are the soles, the boots, they look like that the uppers were stitched to the soles. They look for all the world like the uppers were stitched to the soles. But they weren't. They were glued. And today, after just, you know, probably about a week, I would say about a week of, you know, or maybe 8 or 9 days of work on the farm, the soles began to give way. The uppers began to peel off from the soles. And they haven't completely given way yet, but it's only a matter of time, and I would be very surprised if they lasted more than another week. That is an absolute shame. Shame on you, Colorado. You're receiving a black mark from the USA Affairs team because, you know, you make a product that looks great. You had a fantastic reputation of being a bootmaker, but no more. You're down the tube just like all the others. And I have a life mission, Vincent, to find a good pair of boots. I have a lot in my size, and I'm size 10C, and that is a 42 in America. In the old-fashioned 42, not the modern Chinese 42, 42C. And it's really heartbreaking because I really wanted these boots so much because I thought that they were such a good set of boots. I even dipped into my cell phone credit money to get them. And I should not have done that. I'm never going to do that again. It's absolutely, you know, I'm short on everything. And, you know, it's disgusting on a whole bunch of levels. You know, I bought them from the St. Vincent de Paul Society. St. Vincent de Paul Society charged me $50 for these boots. And because I thought that they were a good set of boots, I forked over the $50. I broke into my cell phone money, I broke into my dog food money, and I broke into my grocery money just to get these boots because I thought if I have a good set of boots, they'll last me for maybe a year or two, and I won't have to have that issue of boots for a year or two. Me finding boots of my size at any time is difficult because I have such large feet. But I thought that I'd found them, and they were comfortable, and they looked great. They were a good brand. The soles looked as if they were actually stitched to the boot. But no, and you know the really disgusting thing about that, Vincent? That St. Vincent de Paul Society was actually given those boots. They've given everything that they sell. And then they turned around and they charged $50 for them. And I tried to get a discount off the store manager. I said, listen, I don't have much money, but I have a farm. I need a good set of boots. Maybe I shouldn't have said I got a farm. Maybe I should have just made out that I was a homeless person. But then I would be a liar and I'd feel awful about lying. I don't lie. You know, I said I've got a farm, but I haven't got much money, and I like these boots. I think they're a good set of boots. Can I have a discount? And, you know, that woman that was running that thrift shop, so-called, in Bendigo, St. Vincent de Paul Society, Bendigo, she would not do it. And I said, well, do you have a food parcel department then? Because I'm going to have help with my groceries if I'm going to get these boots. And she said, oh, no, they're only here on Thursday. This is on a Tuesday. She said, you'll have to come back then. Now, what if I had been absolutely desperately hungry, which I'm not, and I do have food at home, so I've got actually now months and months and months and months of food laid by at home, okay? So, but it's, if it's eaten by itself, it seems like pasta, it seems like stock powder and that sort of thing. So you can live on it, but, it's not things like milk powder and all that. Yeah, that woman would not even help me out with a food voucher. How is that? And she says, oh, you'll have to come back on Thursday. We can't do that. This is only the store. And I said, I can't come back on Thursday. I was out in the middle of nowhere. I had to get a lift in today with my friend. And she would not even give me a food voucher to go to the supermarket with. How's that? That is absolutely disgusting. Shame on you, St. Vincent de Paul, and shame society. And the original St. Vincent de Paul was a really, really good guy. He was all into helping the poor. But what the St. Vincent de Paul Society has become here in Australia, well, all of these organisations like the Salvation Army and all the rest of them, they're all the same. They are nothing but making money for themselves and getting government grants, looking good to the public so that the public can donate everything that they have spare to them so that they can sell it at a huge markup and make a fat profit for their CEOs. Shame on you, St. Vincent de Paul Society, and the Salvation Army stores no better. I'm venting, Vincent.
Well, I can tell. Well, let me tell you what I know about them. So let me read from their website. This is a page that splashes up when you go to their website. And we're talking about St. Vincent de Paul. Quote, love one another as I have loved you, end quote. Next quote, quote, in this holy season of Lent, as Vincentians continue to serve neighbors in need across the country, please consider offering a special gift to the National Council. Your generosity enables our society's volunteers to walk more closely with neighbors in need. Support from generous hearts like yours empowers our volunteers with the spiritual and material resources they need to care for millions of people living on the margins of society. With compassion and concern, we can step forward in kindness and love one person at a time. End quote. With compassion and concern, we can step forward in kindness and love one person at a time. Now, if you go to their website, it says the Society of Vincent de Paul, founded in 1833, is a worldwide organization of lay Catholics following Christ's call to serve the poor, the suffering, and the deprived. So, Gwyneth, as a result of what you just said, I am going to contact them. And not only will they hear from you on the worldwide stage, they're going to hear from me. Class, if you want to find them, just look up St. Vincent D.E.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, so I just contacted St. Vincent de Paul, and here's what I did. If you go to the website, it's ssvpusa.org. And there's a tab where you can contact us. And they want to know what you have to say in a response. So what I did, as I said, my name is Vincent Finelli. That's required. Email address is required, usaprepares@outlook.com. And the subject line is, your Bendigo, Australia store manager violates the tenets of your corporation and should be fired. That's the subject line. The body of the email says, please contact me for details or listen to USA Prepares on GCN for the details as we have told the world what patronizing your store is like. I suggest that you consider being a secret shopper and see what your customers see, feel, and experience. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, that probably say, oh, that's the Australian branch of our organization. It's not our responsibility. That's probably what they would say.
Right.
Yeah. That's, it is disgusting. If it was me, I would be on to the Australian branch of the organization pronto. And I would say, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, you're supposed to be there. You know, you're giving us all a bad name because they are a global organization, but they've got, you know, branches of every individual country. family. So I think you did the right thing. But I think I can see that that's the response that they're going to give. You know, they're not going to go, they're not going to get on onto their, you know, speed dial for the Australian branch on their cell phone and say, what are you doing?
Gwyneth,
to the Australian management.
Your cell phone is breaking up pretty bad. Maybe you could get closer to a window. But it's not just the Vincent DePaul organization. It's not just them. If you go to the Restore, you know, where Habitat for Humanity has a store, and this is the best business model I can think of. You get people to get, well, it's the second best. The first best would be a church. Where you say things and people give you money. That's the easiest. Second would be you get people to give you things and then you sell them. And not only do you sell them, but you get government assistance for helping people who, training people. You get government assistance because the courts send people for community service to work in your organization for free. It's true. I know this because I've talked to them. People who have been arrested and for minor crimes have to do penance. And they have to work. And they get sent to places like the Restore where the courts insist that they volunteer to work or go to jail. So you get free labor. You get potential prison labor for free. You get volunteers, and you get the product for free, and you're tax exempt. Now, how do you beat that? I don't think you can. I don't think you can beat that. I think that's the best way for people to make money. Now, there's another way. You can start an insurance company, or you can start a bank. Those are the ways to make money without a lot of work. Can you imagine that? Getting stuff for free. You're right. Gwyneth, if they got the boots for free and they marked them up to $50. Now, why was it $50? Why was it not $10? And that's what the Restore used to do. The Restore used in Springfield, Missouri and other locations throughout the country. The Restore is supposed to help people who need homes. And they, Habitat for Humanity, building homes. So like when a hospital does a renovation, they rip out cabinets and they rip out sinks and they rip out flooring and carpeting. They give it to the Restore. The Restore sells it. And the Restore prices are outrageously high. They didn't used to be, but now they are. In the last couple of years, they're outrageously high. And $50 for a pair of used boots seems pretty high to me. It really does. Gwyneth, it's an outrage. And St. Vincent DePaul Society needs a figurative black eye, which they just got.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is looking to extend a pause on federal student loan payments. The moratorium has allowed millions of Americans hit hard by the pandemic to postpone payments. The extension would apply to more than 43 million Americans who owe a combined $1.6 trillion in student debt held by the federal government. The proposed moratorium would run through August. In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
In my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2, USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The time after Elvis emerged and before the Beatles, Bobby Rydell, the Philadelphia-born teen idol of the early 1960s. He had hits that included Volare and Wild One. He also played with Anne Margaret in the 1963 film Bye Bye Birdie. He died Tuesday at the age of 79. Rydell died of complications from pneumonia at a hospital in the suburb of his hometown of Philadelphia. The catastrophic failure of lockdowns was the single biggest driver of inequity in the last half century, so says professor of medicine at Stanford University, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Epic TV.
Public health had decided on this absolutely extraordinary path, made absolutely extraordinary promises. If you just sacrifice for the next 15 days, stay at home, well, we're not going to get hospitalizations, we're not going to get the deaths. All we need to do is listen to what they say. And that promise was not true then. It's been shown not true for the last 2 years, and it's destroyed the lives of so many people. And the trust in public health has, I think, also been destroyed with it. These models, in order to make them work, they have to have parameters in them, generally in order to get it right, that are rooted in the real world. The problem is we didn't have those parameters. We didn't know how deadly the disease was. We didn't know exactly how it spread. It was guesswork.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it.
I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. So, Gwyneth, I did add a little bit more to the response to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. And what I added was, let's see, please contact me for details or listen to USA Prepares on GCN Live for the details as we've told the world what patronizing your store is like. I suggest that you consider being a secret shopper and see what your customers see, feel, and experience. Please select Archives and select April 6th, 2022 for your convenience. Here is a link, and I gave the link to this broadcast class. So that's it. And I just sent the message. I'll let you know what happens. Class.
Yeah.
When is,
I don't think you'll get a response.
Yeah, it's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage that they beg for donations, and yet they overcharge, in my opinion, for the things that they were given that they sell. Gwyneth, on a more positive note, yesterday I took 5 minutes out and I built one of those soda can mouse traps. I found, sometimes people throw cans out the window on our farm as they drive by. They're nice enough to leave us, mouse trap ingredients and parts. They don't think that they're giving us mouse traps, but they throw soda cans out the window. And we pick them up. And it took 5 minutes. I got a soda can, and I used a automatic center punch. I punched a hole in the bottom in the center, and I pulled off the pop top, and I punched a hole in the center of the top. I took a coat hanger, and I fed it through those two holes, put it over roughly a two-gallon little plastic pail, and the soda can would spin like a drum would spin on this coat hanger. And I put some peanut butter at like 12 o'clock and at 6 o'clock so it would be balanced. And I put it out and I cut a board about 2 feet long, 4 inches wide as a ramp so that the mice would have a chance to, climb up the ramp and almost be able to touch the peanut butter. And when they would lunge toward the peanut butter, the peanut butter on the rotating aluminum can, which appears to be a drum, would rotate and they'd fall into the bottom of the bucket, and then I could release the mice into the woods. Or you can add water and help them, drown. But I'm just going to let them collect in there if we find any, and release them farther into the woods where they can make a home someplace else. So I took pictures of the construction of it. It's in for the book. And also, we were patching a tire. And I thought, you know what? I don't think a lot of people know how to patch a tire. I'm not talking about plug a tire. I'm talking about where you take the tire off the wheel, you take an abrasive wheel, you grind off the bumps on the inside of the tire where the rubber part of the tire, then you sand it off. Then what you do is you apply rubber cement, you apply a patch, you use a stitching tool, which is like a roller with bumps on it, and you stitch the patch onto the inside of the tire, and then you coat it with rubber cement. And so I have pictures of all that. So that's in the book as well. And has anyone ever talked about how to patch a tire with a real tire patch on the inside of a radial tire on the radio? Well, we just did. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I learned how to do that when I was about 7 years old from my dad. But my dad was a master engineer who had the joy of when he was a little boy. I'm being a little bit sarcastic, of riding bicycles in Geraldton, West Australia. And here in Australia, and especially in Geraldton, but they're also here, we have a plant called a double G, that's spelled D-O-U-B-L-E, space, G-E-E. And it is it's related to silver beet, except, and it has a trailing sort of viney habit, and it's perennial, like a beet that has a deep taproot, but instead of where the silver beet or any other beetroot would grow a flower stalk, and it would have these sort of corky seeds, a double G has a seed capsule which has three spikes on it. And the three spikes look like those spikes that the ninjas use, that they throw on the ground, and they, it's impossible to walk or ride a bike or use any sort of vehicle when you've had these ninja spikes thrown. Do you know the ones I'm talking about?
No, but you're breaking up really pretty seriously. Is there anything that you... It's, I don't know if you're going to be able to fix this. I think we just have a really bad connection. So I'm going to ask Jason to reconnect during the next break. Maybe he can make that happen. But I don't think so. A little bit. Just a little bit, yeah.
Anyway, did you hear what I was saying about these thorny little capsules?
No, but it's really difficult for our class to hear what you're saying. So let me ask you a question. I think my voice is coming out. I think my voice is coming out a little more clearly than yours, Gwyneth. We got a call from Todd in Michigan this week, and he asked us if we would be able to teach a class on gardening and have a round table. And I mentioned your name, and I mentioned Rich's and Sharon and Kathy and Kyle, and he thought that'd be a good idea if we did that. And so I'm going to teach a class. It'll be next Tuesday. Rich has offered his time. He's going to be teaching us how to build a do-it-yourself greenhouse, inexpensively, very inexpensively. And yes, you can do it. It'll take two people, but you can do it. And then he's going to talk about how to grow a garden in a colder climate. He's in Montana. Kathy's going to be talking about growing lettuce and kale. And I'm going to be talking about how to make a starter soil for starting seeds. And that would be so you can start seeds really soon. Like next week, you'll have to start them at the latest. And put seeds in a cup and what to do and how to start them and how to get them to germinate and grow. And then I'm also going to be teaching young people or their parents or grandparents what seeds would be appropriate for a young person to start, seeds that they'll have a success with. So coming right out of the gate, they're going to see the seed in the package. They're going to see the soil. They're going to water it. They're going to put it in the sunlight or under a lamp, and it will germinate, and they'll have success. So that's what we're going to be doing. And Kathy was interested to know, she's been getting some questions about potatoes, and would you be able to teach us a class? Will you be able to make it next Tuesday during Rich's time? It's just the day before yours. Would you be able to teach a class on growing potatoes and, let's say, some other common garden plants that people can eat? Because I believe that we are in serious danger of a worldwide food shortage. And I think everyone's going to need to know how to do this.
Yeah, I would love to teach a class on how to grow potatoes in a low rainfall area, because I think that is going to be especially needed. And, it's something that I think I've managed to do it here. I was out in my garden this afternoon, and I saw more potatoes coming up. And because the weather is starting to cool down, and it's starting to get a bit more humid, especially during the evening. So potatoes like that. And as I mentioned the other week, it is possible to grow potatoes in a semi-arid climate. I don't know if you'd be able to do them in an arid climate, but around here, the potatoes don't get as big, but it is possible to grow them. And they are a useful addition to the garden everywhere, but including here as well. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Okay, what else is on your list that you'd like to share? What else is on your list that you'd like to share? Or do you want to talk about Meghan Markle and her trying to control the word archetype?
No, I think I think I'll leave her to her own insanity, because We've got a really, really short time, not just on this show, but in general, or on this broadcast, sorry, broadcast plastering. So we need to talk about what is coming. And, you know, this whole society is collapsing and is actually all prophesied a very, very long time ago in the Holy Bible. And Daniel chapter 2 is what I would like to discuss. And if anyone wants to go to the book of Daniel chapter 2, at the end of that prophecy, it says that there would be a stone that would fall from heaven and that it fell on the feet of the image that Emperor Nebuchadnezzar saw in the dream. Okay, if you want to have the whole story, go and read Daniel. Get a hold of the Bible, read Daniel chapter 2, okay? The King Nebuchadnezzar saw this image in a dream, and it had a head of gold, and it had a body of silver, and it had another part of its body was made of bronze, and then its legs were made of iron, and then its feet were made of iron mixed with clay. And where we are now, and it was talking about world history, the Golden Age, which was the Babylonian Empire, then the Silver Age, which was the Persian Empire, then the brass or the bronze, which was the Bronze Age world of the Greeks, and then the Iron Age world. This was all before any of this happened, of the Romans. And then our world, which is iron mixed with clay, and the iron and the clay are not cleaving to each other. And that means you've got a very high-tech world, an Iron Age world, and then you've got a world of the Earth. And the two are not mixing. And it's better to go with the Earth rather than
Gwyneth,
the iron.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. I'm going to ask Jason if he can recontact you, okay? And see if we get a better connection.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and Gwyneth, the reason I mentioned Meghan Markle and her attempt to try to register archetype, a word that's been around for 540 years, as a trademark of archetype audio. She's got an incredible amount of nerve. I mean, I don't know who she thinks she is, but I can't stand her. I just can't stand her. And it's a distraction. It's an absolute me-first distraction. So she was paid 18. Yeah. She and her husband were paid 18 million pounds by Spotify for their soon-to-be released, or eventually to be released, or possibly to be released, or maybe sometime to be released, audio podcasts. 18 million pounds for those two losers. And the reason I say that is they had everything. They had everything you could possibly want, and they threw it away, and now they complain about it. Gwyneth, serious times, and I'm looking at the St. Vincent de Paul, the National Council of the U.S. Society for St. Vincent de Paul, and they've got, on the Contact Us page, they have a woman reaching, a senior citizen, it looks like, she's wearing glasses and a face mask and a hat and covering her head. And she's reaching out the window of the car, side window of the car. And there is a brown paper bag filled with vegetables and bread. And somebody with gloves is handing that to her. So they give you the impression that they help people in need. That's the impression that this image shows. It doesn't sound like they are exactly who they pretend that they are. It's an outrage. So if you want to look it up, class, just look up St. Vincent, D-E-P-A-U-L, St. Vincent de Paul. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. Anyway, the times that we are in, okay, there's an Iron Age world, a very advanced, sophisticated Iron Age world out there, which is the world of modern technology. And then there is the world of clay, which is the earth, which is farming, which is livestock, okay? And it was prophesied, and it was true, that the iron would physically cleave to the clay, but it wouldn't work, okay? That the modern technological world would dominate the world of farming, earth, agriculture, and, you know, everything to do with the soil, with the clay. But it's not going to work. It's not working. And you're always going to have these two separate worlds, and it's better to go with the world of clay, okay? It's better to go with the soil than it is with the world of iron. And my dad was a master engineer who was also a farmer. He was a market gardener, and he also knew how to keep sheep, and he also knew how to keep chickens, and he also ran a boarding kennel, and he was a horseman, and he was a master of dogs. He was a master dog handler. He was really, really good with dogs. But, you know, that sort of person is definitely the exception rather than the rule. And if you have to have a choice in your life of what are you going to learn? Are you going to learn how to do technology and machines, or are you going to learn how to work the soil? I would learn how to work the soil. And it may be that, like you think, you're a man of machines and technology, but you have become a farmer. It is possible to do that. But it's, a lot of people, they don't have that much attention or time in their lives to learn both. And it's taken you 50 years to learn both, you know. And I think that if people have a choice of what are they going to learn, are they going to learn how to do things in a very technical, machine-oriented way, or are they going to learn about the cycles of nature? It would be better if they learned about the cycles of nature and becoming a farmer. And what we are heading into, all of the technology that you see around you, all of it, is going away as we speak. And within just a few years, none of it will be left. None of it. All of it is going away. And I would be very, very surprised if within 10 years, if there were even computers and cell phones. I would be extremely surprised, you know, and that's prophesied in the Bible too, because it says that the stone that falls from the sky strikes the foot of the image, grows to fill the whole earth, and, you know, I would like to discuss what that means on the other side of the top of the hour news. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and by the way, your signal is coming in much better. It started out...
Oh, that's good.
It started out as really choppy, but now it's coming in very nicely. So wherever you are, if you're by the window or you're not by the window, wherever you are, this is the place to be for the next hour, Gwyneth. Gwyneth and I will be right back. Jason, thank you for making all of this happen.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.